Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, I need advice on the Canadian feminist workplace environment. There's a 20-something-year-old coworker who wears a head cover, with jeans or yoga pants. Problem is, the first week of work, she kept glancing behind me and pulling down her shirt to hide her glutes. The other observation is that when the elevator reached our floor, she walked ahead of me, gave me a quick glance, and rushed into a door. Our work group had a discussion session, so I was forced to talk to everyone. After that, I kept my distance and didn't really talk to her, and eventually moved to a different room. A few days ago, she was in a room getting supplies, and then she started talking to me. The weird thing is that her tone was serious, and she appeared angry inside. However, yesterday, this female coworker started to let everyone know in a subscribed group chat of her whereabouts. I didn't respond. Now this is very suspect. At the end of the day, she let the group know she was leaving. I waited a few minutes expecting her to leave the building. And guess what? She's waiting at the elevator, appearing to talk on the phone. But at the same time I arrive, she talks loudly about meeting her friends somewhere in the building. So I walked away. My question is, what's the risk of getting falsely accused by this weird chick? Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. There are a few possibilities here, and you appear to be receiving mixed messages. She might genuinely be interested in you, or she's baiting you to turn you down and possibly set up that false allegation. The thing about women's intentions is oftentimes, they leave men with uncertainty intentionally. That's so they can change their story later on and cover their tracks. You mentioned that she had a head covering, so she sounds like she's a Muslim. And your name that you sent me with your PayPal donation is an Arabic name. So far, I haven't heard of any other women from that culture making false allegations. Maybe you know some that have, but I haven't read a single story about that. Maybe she glanced back at you when she got off the elevator to see if you were checking her out. Maybe she was pulling her shirt to cover her exposed skin intentionally, to get you to look at her and become interested. Sort of like her using plausible deniability. If you approach her and she says she's not interested, and you question her about her actions, then she might say, "I wanted to cover up and felt uncomfortable around you." Or subconsciously, "I'm covering up my exposed skin over and over again to make you see that it's exposed." The more she does these sorts of things, the more she occupies real estate in your brain. When women are attracted to a man, he occupies that valuable real estate in their minds. So maybe she wants you to be interested, so she's playing these sorts of games so that you always think of her. I don't know. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Mr. Anonymous might be getting invited to smash some hottie in a hijab clown world show. Then again, we're talking about Canada here where the women are colder than the weather. Normally in the past, if a woman was interested in me, she would hang out in my vicinity and start up a conversation. That's what this woman has clearly been doing. What you have to do is figure out her intentions if you're interested in being with her, but in a way that won't leave you vulnerable to that false allegation. The last time I dated was before Me Too, and I've never dated anyone I worked with, which would have possibly cost me my job if the relationship soured. I wouldn't date a coworker either because it would make things incredibly uncomfortable at work if things didn't work out. But if you're thirsty enough to try and date her, then invite her out with some friends so that you aren't alone with her. Avoid being alone with her at work or in various places. Always make sure there's a fellow coworker as a chaperone, preferably to corroborate your story if she tries to make something up about you. Besides setting you up for a false allegation or being interested in you romantically, she could also be teasing you for attention, simply to mess with your head. Women get off on this sort of thing with a lot of pleasure. Especially if you end up thinking that they're interested and then asking her out. Then she can say, "I only see you as a friend," and watch the life force drain out of your face as they wet themselves from excitement. Yes, they are that mean. Also, the fact that she wears a head covering but then also wears regular Western clothing that's kind of revealing shows me that her faith is just a facade, that she's interested in using her sexuality to attract men. So what if her hair is covered, meaning that she can pretty much be lazy and doesn't have to wash it very often? The rest of her is just as exposed as Western women. Also, when you mention that she walked ahead of you and glanced back only to rush into the door, again, that might be more plausible deniability. She might have wanted your attention, but then bolting for the door, she's saying she doesn't want you to look at her. It's this sort of mixed messaging that women do that drives men absolutely crazy. I've noticed more of it in the last 10 to 15 years. When I was young, up until the age of 30, a woman would either entirely avoid you and not give you any mixed signals, or she would hover over you being very obvious about her interest in you. Witnessing younger women playing these sorts of games these days has been disheartening. It's like they're getting off on approaching you, then only to reject and humiliate you. This was also pretty common on dating apps before I stopped using them. Up around 2015 and 16, I began noticing women getting verbally and emotionally abusive on dating apps after I matched with them. They began that abuse immediately, and the first hint of it I received, I pretty much left. Some wanted to meet me immediately for dinner, and I figured out those were just for free meals. Others were just interested in friend-zoning me right off the bat off that site. That told me everything I needed to know. That online dating had become a place for free dinner, the friend zone, and furious women looking to take their life frustrations out on males. That also means it became harder for them to find men in real life, in the age of Me Too, because less men would approach them. So now a lot of that fury has been taken out on the men that approach them virtually online. The dating apps are now losing younger users, and people aren't meeting each other in real life anymore. So that doesn't bode well for women's mental health as the attention from simps starts to dissipate. They'll probably look for more and more reasons to wreck men's lives now. So I don't blame you for being on the defensive, Mr. Anonymous. You're seeing women's games escalate on the ground, so to speak. If you ask her out and go out with your circle of friends, and she says no, then you can pretty much know as close to 100% certainty as possible that she's not interested in you. That would be your version of playing games with her. You're not asking her out on a date. You're asking her out to a social engagement with others. If she complains to HR and tells them that you asked her out on a date, you might have it documented on a text message or email that you were asking to see if she was interested in going out with a group of friends. That's your plausible deniability. These days, men have to play games to safely ask a woman out. That's one of the reasons I don't date anymore. The last woman I dated was interested in me at first, but later down the line tried to friendzone me. That led me to the Red Pill Rage 2.0, and I was done. I became absolutely furious that a woman was interested and then, based on my actions, rejected me, but still expected me to provide her free attention and validation. Forget about it. That's when I went on strike from all of them. I continued using Tinder to see the sentiment out there, but the abusive behavior from wishy-washy Toronto women just got worse and worse. Even going on there, the research about female nature was too much as I received abuse from women for no reason. These days, I just avoid all contact with them. I use the self-checkout in places like Walmart, Costco, and grocery stores, and don't even make eye contact with the few women still working there, pointing me to which checkout aisle I should be using. They're desperate to justify their jobs that a light above the self-checkout aisle is already doing. I know they're just there to keep an eye out on people to make sure they don't steal anything. But as women have less and less human interactions, they need to transfer their negative feelings onto somebody. I made a point to not let that be me. So Mr. Anonymous, be careful with that woman at work, at least for that reason, because she's going to try and use you as an emotional tampon. If she's attractive and you're interested in her, be careful. But also remember that every missed opportunity with a woman, you'll remember for the rest of your life. And when you're 50, you'll regret not taking it. At least that's the way it's been throughout history. Maybe that's changing now. I don't know. Maybe guys don't care about that as much. Maybe the days of walking up to a female coworker and telling her you're going to get some coffee downstairs and if she wants to meet you, are over. The repercussions of Me Too are going to be around with us for decades to come. Women weaponized the Me Too movement, and now they're being ignored in the workplace because men just don't want to risk it anymore. As for this woman, is she really looking to ruin your life? You won't know until you leave yourself vulnerable to her whims. They get off on this power, but as men choose to no longer interact with them, they're losing it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Mr. Anonymous fantasizes about smashing his coworker while she wears nothing but her headpiece. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that only have one hobby, which is wrecking the lives of men with false allegations, away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.